Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I had a fun day this week, Wednesday. You know I love Epcot Center. And so we made our yearly sojourn over to Epcot Center. I enjoy it there very much. Lori and I have always been big fans of walking around Epcot Center and enjoying the foods and the what do they have there? They've got the foods and the drinks.
Mm-hmm. The attractions.
So we, like, listen. So, and again, I'll tell you all about my my getaway. But I am more firm in my opinion than ever that Epcot Center is an absolute joke. That it, we lasted 45 minutes there, and it even had signs, Lori, because it was, it's Food and Wine Festival. And so I said to Lori, I go, well, where, I guess at night, kind of like Mickey's Enchanted Christmas or something, they shut the park down, and then you can re-enter later that evening with the Enchanted Christmas tickets. Or Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. They shut the park down at whatever, and then you come in and it becomes Halloween Horror Nights. So we're walking around Epcot Center. And when I say walking around, we didn't get past Canada, which I think is the first thing. She goes, this is wine and food.
Wait. She, you went to Canada first?
Yeah.
Hawk, yeah. You start left. Not right. You start with Mexico first.
The whole thing is stupid.
Well, yeah, because you started with the worst country
so
first.
Listen, so we're walking, and she's like, no, this is wine and food. And I go, well, what is it? And she goes, you see these little kiosks in front of the country? I don't know if you've ever been there, Crowder, because people rave about this Epcot Center wine and food for years. So we walk past a country. Crowder, my right hand to God, there is a kiosk, like a tent, like a radio station tent, like Tyler set up a tent, and it says, I don't know, Bavarian pretzel, like we're in front of Germany, Bavarian pretzel, $8, German wine, $8. So I go, well, what do you mean this is the wine and food festival? So they just set up an extra spot to buy food?
Under a tent?
Yeah. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I think that's it. And they had a couple of high tops out. And I go, this is what people have been raving about for however many years. Like, I couldn't believe it. But that, am I right? That's Wine and Food Festival?
Well, no, but you're framing it in a negative, a pejorative.
Right.
Like, this is culinary excellence at its absolute finest.
But it wasn't. So we went to France, and I don't know, is France next to Canada?
It's closer to Canada than Mexico is.
Right. So we went to France, and we got a chocolate croissant. The same thing that I always talk about Epcot Center happened. We're looking for a table. Now we're at some standing area, somewhat my right hand to God. Someone is being wheeled off on a stretcher because they've passed out from all the fun. I could, like, and I was praying that it was me next. I'm like, hey, paramedics, if you can just hang around for a second, because I'm about to punch myself in the face so many times. And the reason we ended up at Epcot Center is we had free ticket. We had a free park hopper to Disney that was in my account for 10 years now. Disney used to give media people two free tickets a year. These tickets were from 2016. And so because we were in Central Florida, my cousin moved up to the Villages. We went over to Disney for a day. And Lori and I were just like, we'll walk around. And I said, you pick any park. She picked Animal Kingdom. The dumbest park. I can't stand. But I go, okay.
That's a great park.
Yeah. I mean, just awful. So I go, okay, fine. We walk around that dumb park, and then we leave. And it's once you've paid for parking, you can park anywhere. So I go, well, let's go to another park. Where do you want to go? She goes, Epcot. I go, okay, well, let's do every crappy park. We went to Epcot. But I'm not kidding you. We lasted 45 minutes there. But this wine and food, so we get a chocolate croissant. Mm-hmm. If I tell you it had one M&M's worth of chocolate in there, mm-hmm. I'm being generous. Mm-hmm. And she got a quiche. The quiche and the croissant at the little patisserie mm-hmm. that we go to in Boca is so much better that I felt sick to my stomach that I had fallen victim to this ridiculous park. And so we left there after like 45. I couldn't believe that was the Wine and Food Festival. And we left there, and then we went to Magic Kingdom, and we did a lap. There was, she's like, you want to do that? This was a free ticket, and I was staying in Orlando on Bonvoy points. Like, I wasn't going to spend a dime that I didn't have to. So she's like, you want to buy the park? What's the front of the line ticket, you know?
Express Pass
or something.
They don't have Express Pass.
They have something. Lightning
Lane.
They
have the Magic Wand.
Lightning
now.
Lane. Nah, they have Lightning Lane. So it was like $22. I go, no, I'm not buying anything. So then we get to like, she's like, you want to go on It's a Small World? You know, it's a 20-minute wait. I go, nah, not really. I've done that. So we walked the park, and then they were getting ready for the parade. I'm like, you about ready to get out of here? So here's my, I don't want to waste too much time because we have so many guests today. But here, this is my honest to God take. The best park at Disney World.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
World is Disney Springs, the shopping area. Very nice. There's a lot of nice restaurants. We had a nice sushi dinner at Morimoto, which is very upscale sushi restaurant.
We've been to, Scooshy. Oh, wow.
Well, at Epcot Center, they have Scooshy. At Morimoto, they have sushi. It's just, I don't get the, I mean, we had fun on Soarin'. That was fun. And we had fun. We did the little safari thing at Animal Kingdom, whatever. That was fine. This Epcot Center is an absolute abomination.
That's a ridiculous
man. Absolute abomination. I stand by what I've said for years, which is you could do the same thing on University Drive in Davie.
Nope.
You can be, you know, exposed to all the different countries' culinary treats on University Drive in Davie, and you don't have to walk 1,000 miles on a sidewalk. So, it's the end of my
book. Oh,
You're cultured, Hawk. Solana, little Kindle boy. That's amazing to him.
Well, I get it. Like, if you're from Dubuque, Iowa, and you haven't left the country, and you get to Epcot Center, and you walk around, and you're amazed because, oh, here's Canada. You know, and I'm like, I'm walking in, and I'm like, I don't know. I've been to Canada. This doesn't really remind me of Canada, and I don't know what's happening here. Let's walk over to France, and this doesn't really remind me of France, and the food is terrible, and the French accents are terrible. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the Epcot Center love.
Well, yeah, because you did everything incorrectly, and then you're upset about it. I mean, it's like going to a basketball game expecting there to be football and saying, well, this sucks. I just don't understand. First of all, you go to Epcot, Hawk. You start at Mexico. Everybody starts at Mexico.
But why? It's going to be the same thing that I saw in France and Canada, which is food that is nothing like what you would get at a restaurant in your local hometown that, you know, kind of focuses on that region's food.
Incorrect. You have to get drunk at Epcot. And if you're not having drinks around the world at Epcot, then you're not going to enjoy it because it's a billion degrees, there's a million people, and you're overpaying for this experience. Everybody knows that going in, which is why the alcohol puts you in a better mood. And if you can't latch on to that idea, then don't go to the park. I mean, that's as simple as it is.
So you're saying the park is so terrible, you have to get drunk to enjoy it?
Yes, and I've maintained that the entire time.
Well, all right.
And by the way, the Food and Wine Festival is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I looked at those tents, and I said, wow, this is amazing. This reminds me of, what's that sporting goods store, the Giants? on like Griffin Road. What's that? I said, this reminds me of Bass Pro Outlets. Look at all the tents they've erected.
But I don't understand. Like, they're extra kiosks set up around the park so you could try different foods.
A pretzel.
Well, then there was a pretzel.
And a taco?
But there was probably a beef stroganoff.
There was a beef stroganoff.
Uh-huh. And there was probably a poutine.
And the day I order beef stroganoff out of a tent is the day that you have to put a bullet in my head.
There was probably a raviolo stand as well once you got near Italy.
The day I'm hunched over a garbage can in 100-degree weather eating beef stroganoff out of a paper container
you out of your misery.
Is the day you must put me out of my misery.
Solana, you're not very convincing.
But anyway,
I mean, to overpay to get in, for overpaid drinks, to eat under appreciated food that's not good, and overpay for that. So just waste all my money to not have a good time.
Well, yeah, but that's what a theme park
is. Anyway, thank you, Disney, for the tickets.
I mean, I unless you have kids who are there and they love Mickey and they love Minnie. Or unless, you know, you're one of our fellow coworkers going on a Disney cruise, like, that's what you're going to experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.